These are serious meetings, aren't they? You know, if you're going to die today, I'd rather you go dying laughing. I'm telling you, how many of you are getting baptized today? One lady there. Any more getting baptized today? How many of you have been baptized in water? Keep your hands up, please. I'm expecting the flock. It's going to be a wonderful day for you, ma'am.
Hallelujah.
Wonderful day for you. You're not to fear. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful experience. Yes. Wonderful day. Something's going to happen inside you by the Holy Spirit.
Yes, amen.
Yeah. Good, do good. Stomme Arnade. Magte Nogo Uren. Frihüttens Konge. What that means, I have no idea. But it was on the floor, so I thought I'd pick it up. Why did I pick it up? Because it shouldn't be on the floor. Just normal. You say, what's that got to do with the meeting? Nothing. But I want you to enjoy life. Just relax. I want you to be so relaxed that if the Holy Spirit punches you, you don't feel it. You just find yourself on the floor and wonder, what am I doing down here? That's happened to me in many meetings. I found myself on the floor. And I'm thinking, what am I doing down here? And when you get as old as I am, when you're on the floor, you think, what else can I do when I'm down? Bless the Lord, all my soul. But city of God, glorious things are spoken of you. Glorious things are spoken about you. Did you know that glorious things are spoken about you? Did you know that? Do you know who's saying it?
Yes.
Who?
God.
Anyone else?
Jesus.
Jesus? Yeah, well.
Or?
The Holy Spirit?
The Holy Spirit.
Right, well, we've gone through the Trinity now. Who else is there?
My friends.
Friends? Do you have any?
A few.
Can you name one?
She's my friend.
Do you say good things about her?
Yeah.
Do you say good things about her?
Yeah.
You do. So these people say good things about her. See, what I'm trying to get to you is this. We can always go back to God. He does say good things about us. But so do my brothers and sisters in Christ say. The only thing we can say about each other. The only thing we can say about each other are good things. My friend, right? You know things about horses. Yeah? The Bible talks about horses. The Bible talks about one thing, how to make a horse move this way or that way. Just put a bridle in. You can turn the horse. And then the Bible uses another illustration. So that's metaphorically speaking there, because it's referring to your tongue. If you can control this, that doesn't mean control this. What he's really saying is controlling the way you speak. If you can control the way you, listen to me carefully, if you can control the way you speak, there isn't anything you can't overcome in life. But the only thing you can say of a fellow believer is good things. Did you hear a squeak? Good things. Now turn to somebody and tell them something good about themselves or about yourself.
Oh.
Very important. I noticed the response when I said, turn to somebody and say something good about them or yourself. And on when it said to, about yourself, there was the response of, as if to say, I'm not allowed to speak anything good about myself because I don't want to be proud. I want to be proud in what God has done for me. You see, the Apostle Paul in the book of Romans uses this phrase, in the English text first. He says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Not ashamed. But the Greek text can also be interpreted thus. I am proud of the gospel. I am proud of what Jesus has done for me. Now notice, not only what Jesus has done, I'm proud of what Jesus has done for me. I am proud of what he has made me. I am thankful for what he's made me. I therefore go into the world with this identity. I am a new creation. It is indeed you a privilege to shake my hand. Now some people are going, what's wrong with that guy? The only thing that's wrong is I talk differently. And I act differently. You see, when I became a Christian, the people who taught me did not tell me what I'm telling you. They told me that I was good in part. My nature was a double one. I had a good nature and a bad nature. It depends on how I woke up. They would talk to me and ask me questions, how are you today, Kerry? And I would say, not very good. And how are you as spiritual today, Kerry? How are you as a spiritual man? Oh, as a spiritual man, I'm fine. But as a natural man, I'm very bad. So therefore, meetings were places of confession. The week went bad. The preacher came along and said, if you'd like to rededicate yourself to Christ, come forward. And in the Pentecostal church, I was always first to go forward because I'd had a bad week. But the moment I was at the penitent form and the altar, I asked Jesus to forgive me and cleanse me, and I was right for the day. I was ready for Monday. If I made it through Monday, hallelujah. If I collapsed on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday was a bad time. So people used to ask me, how are you as a Christian? Well, I'm not doing so well, really. You know, it's a bit harder. It's hard to read the Bible. I don't pray very much because that's hard. Everything's hard. Are you enjoying life? Well, I'm glad I'm going to go to heaven. I praise God for that. You know, or if I don't go to heaven before Jesus comes, I'm glad he's coming to rescue us because look at us. We need a rescue. I grew up like that. Nobody changed my mind. All the preachers preached that. I kept the preachers in business. At least they knew if I was in a meeting, somebody would walk forward on the appeal. But a day came in my life. Well, someone came along, was baptized in the Holy Spirit. total against all my belief. Total against all my church practice belief. And he started talking about the baptism of the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues. I said, you're of the devil. Yeah. Not afraid to tell you, that's what I told you. You're of the devil, because that's what we were taught. People who go around speaking in tongues and babble, it's of the devil. Don't associate with people like that. So I kept away from him. But as long as I kept away from him, the Holy Spirit, he'd sown a seed in my life. So that young man, he just kept gnawing, just kept me on alert. Kerry, there's something that you need in your life. So I went to the Bible, began to read the book of Acts. I remember sitting, I was an immigration officer in the port of Liverpool at the time. I was reading the book of Acts and I could not get away from the fact that the Holy Spirit was working. I thought, there is somebody called the Holy Spirit. I thought, boy, he does a great job. And I read it, I think I read the book 3 times, just getting into the early hours into work and just reading the book of Acts, and suddenly I was reading Acts chapter 2 again, and just on the day of Pentecost. So I took what was called a yellow pages. It's called it's like, it tells you about the numbers, telephone numbers. So I looked up Pentecost. And there was a Pentecostal church. I thought, dialed the number. Hello? Then I heard this man saying, my name's Pastor Rain. Pastor Rain. I thought, he can help. Pastor Rain. His name tells you about rain. I need some rain in my life. I said, I'm just reading about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Do you know anything about the baptism of the Holy Spirit? He said, I'm the pastor of the Pentecostal church. I said, I didn't ask that question. I asked, do you know anything about the baptism of the Holy Spirit? There's a big difference. Big, big difference. See, I said to you earlier, don't make assumptions. Don't make assumption everybody in the meeting is a born-again Christian. Find out, make an appeal, etc. He said, I believe in the baptism. I said, can you help me? He said, what do you want? I said, I want to get baptized in the Holy Spirit. Do you lay hands on people to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Do you have the gift of laying on of hands? He said, well, I don't have the gift. You're quick too. I don't have the gift, he said, but if you'd like to come along, I can pray for you. I said, well, I'll come along, but I don't think you can help me. Because what I read is you've got to have the laying on of hands to receive the Holy Spirit. Yeah. That's not true. That's not true. Yes, that's right. Don't necessarily have to have hands laid on you to receive the Holy Spirit and be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Cornelius had no hands laid on him. Peter never even finished his sermon. That's a terrible thing for some preachers. Don't interrupt me, I'm not finished yet. The Holy Spirit wanted to interrupt him, and he baptized them in the Holy Spirit. At Pentecost, the disciples didn't lay hands on 3,000 people. They received the Holy Spirit. But if you're getting baptized, you need to make sure that someone is laying hands on you. Because when you go down, you need to be sure someone's got hands on you. You understand? So I went to see this man, and he said, I want to pray for you, and he laid his hands on me, and he just prayed the Holy Spirit. I would get baptized in the Holy Spirit, and nothing. I looked up and said, thank you very much. Walked away and thought, is that all it is? Oh, he said, before you go, I know a man who lay hands on people and they do receive the Holy Ghost. I said, you do? Yes, he said. He's not far from here. He lives in a little place called Ormskirk, just outside of Liverpool. All you got to do is get on the train. Here's his number. Well, I phoned him. I was so desperate. I was a Baptist. an awful Baptist that didn't believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. How can you be a Baptist and not believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit? So I phoned this pastor. He said, hello. I said, my name is Kerry Jones. I want to get baptized in the Holy Spirit. I heard you've got the gift of laying on of hands. He said, that's right. He didn't say, well, I don't know about that, brother. No, he said, that's right. I said, well, I'd like to come along and if you would pray for me. That's right, turn up tomorrow. Prayer meeting 7:30, you'll be here before then. I got on a train from work, went to this particular place, walked into a room, and there was this enormous man there. I said, before you lay hands on me, sir, I've got lots of questions. He said, I haven't got time for questions. He said, just kneel there. When he stood up, I thought, I'm kneeling. he was as big as Perana and much bigger. I just looked at him and thought, he was a man mountain. I was going to try to ask him questions, but I just knelt with, well, I won't go into it. He came forward towards me, and I just thought, Lord, I just don't know what I'm in for right now, but I just want to get baptized in the Holy Spirit, and I was away in tongues. All I know at that time, it is just about 27 minutes past 7. And then I heard it, he'd gone. Came back at 10 o'clock, scraped me off the floor. I'm still speaking in tongues. He says, come and meet the rest. He kind of cast me into this. And all his Pentecost, oh, hallelujah, glory to God, praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God. Then I realized by what they were doing, they were Norwegians. I can see by your faces, no, they weren't Norwegians. They were reserved English people who suddenly experienced the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
You think, wow, my whole life was changed. Going out of that room, an older man came up and he said, young brother, he said, you need to read this book. It's called New Creation Realities by a man called E. W. Kenyon. I went home on the train speaking in tongues.
Hallelujah.
I got off the train speaking in tongues. I went to my apartment speaking in tongues. I didn't get into bed, I was still speaking in tongues. I didn't have to get up because I never went to bed. I just got cleaned up to go to work at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I came down and my people in the apartment, the man who owned the house, and the lady of the house were waiting for me. They've never waited for me before. They were Baptists. They said, you were not at the convention last night. We missed you. Oh, I said, I was baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
I was speaking, and then he suddenly looked at me, he says, you don't speak in gobbledygook, do you? I'd never heard that phrase before. I said, no, I speak in tongues, and Jesus is wonderful. He's able to do anything and everything. He can do anything. He said, he can do anything? I said, yes. He said, how long have you been staying in this house? I said, it's about 10 months now. That's right, he said, it's Wednesday today, you leave Saturday. We won't have anyone in this house who is of the devil. That's what I used to believe myself. So I found myself on Saturday morning with a suitcase walking past a Liverpool football ground. No home. No place to stay. But boy, was I happy. It just didn't matter anymore. So you see, when you're living and you're full of the Holy Spirit, the circumstances around your life, they don't matter. The prophet said this, Jesus was like a root out of dry ground. What was he saying? He was saying that the circumstances in which Jesus was born into this world, there wasn't anything in this world that was conducive to make him strong. But his life was within him. Now I look at the city in whom he lives. Now knowing that, shake hands with the person next to you and in yourself now, and in this one and that one. He lives.
Yes.
He lives.
Yes, he lives.
Oh, yes. I'm so glad to be with you. I really am so glad to be with you. And it's when you know of those kind of people, you want to be with them. You know that every time you're with them, you are going to go away feeling better for having been with them. And they are going to go away from you, and they will feel better for having been with you. That's why we say, you're going to be better having met me today. You say, how can you say that? Because I believe that I am a new creation.
Yes.
Now someone brought a word this morning again. It talked about not walking in the same paths.
Yes.
How many of you remember that? Yes. Just in this meeting, don't have to walk in the same path. Walk on something new. Every day is new.
Yes.
Every day. When I woke up this morning and looked outside, I thought, that's totally new from the last time I was here. Why? The last time I looked at things, they're not the same leaves on the tree now. The leaves that I last saw are gone. New ones have come. And these are not going to last too long. They'll be gone. And you can look around in various churches and you can remember people that used to sit probably where you sat. They've gone. You're not going to be around this world all the time. But boy, as long as you're in this world, let people know you are around. Not a kind of, oh gosh, here he comes again. Mr. Grumpy. Hello, brother. How are you doing? Fantastic. Are you really? Yes, great. How are you? Well, I'm all right. Jesus has done a good work in my life. Are you really happy? Yeah, I'm really happy. No.
No.
Let the clock say so.
Yes. Amen.
You understand that? Some of the words, prophetic words, come in this morning. Now, who was it? My brother from Nigeria came out. You understand? He just like a dancing thing. You know? He just thought, boy, all he's got to do is make an appeal. I'm out there. See? Life!
Yes.
Now, if you're going to follow him, if you follow that kind of preacher, you don't get up and say, well, being a Christian is really serious. The contrast is so stark, you wonder, is he saved or is he saved? Or who would I want to follow, him or him? I know who I'd want to follow. Do you understand? Let your emotions in a meeting be as your inner heart is. Some people say, I may not smile outwardly, brother, but inside I'm smiling. I said, no, you ain't. No, you ain't. But you know what? We've got to finish now because you've got to have a break. That's what I'm told. You've got to have a break. I'm told that. I believe in authority. We've got to have a break. Now, I want to go a little further than authority tells me. I'm treading a new path. Listen carefully. It's very important. I'll give you an illustration. The apostles in Jerusalem heard that God was doing wonderful things in Antioch. That God was doing wonderful things in Antioch. And they called Barnabas, son of consolation, man of grace. They said, "We are sending you down to see what God is doing." And he went down there. And he saw the grace of God. Notice this. He saw the grace. You can see the grace of God. He saw the grace of God. What did he see? He saw people whose lives are changed. Like you, smiley and happy and joyful. Saw the grace of God. And then he went, in his mind, he heard about, well, what did they need? The Spirit said, they need teaching. In his mind, I met a boy. Or I met a man called Saul. I'm going to get him. He didn't refer back to the authorities that sent him. He went to get Saul. Never done before. Jerusalem had no say in the matter. He was treading a new path. And if he had not trod that path, none of us would be here. None of us would be here. We've got to tread new paths. When the Holy Spirit leads you in a new path, he will not cause you to violate a principle of life, of authority, but it'll be another manifestation of outworking of true authority in your life. So I'm going a little beyond here by simply saying this. We're having a break now. If you don't want to come back, enjoy the day. I won't be sad if you don't come back. I won't view it as a reflection on myself. I'll just look at it and say, go and enjoy yourself. Do you understand?
Yes.
Don't get all locked up now. Don't rush out and get a quick cup of tea and say, I'm going to show that I want to be there. No, no, no. I really mean it. If you don't want to come back, don't. If you feel tired and you think, I can't stay awake, go to bed. Sleep. I don't want you sleeping in my meetings. Understand? I want to give the credit to Paul. Paul's the only man I know, and he had somebody fall asleep in his meeting. I don't want that. So, Father, I just want to thank you for all these wonderful people. These are your people. There is nobody better in the whole world than these people. I am grateful, Father, that you brought me to be with these folks so that I can meet with them, because I am going to receive so much from them as I'm already receiving. In the break time, let us have a good time of fellowship.
Amen.
And therefore, after the break, whatever we do, let them all be blessed.
Amen.
Let them all be encouraged.
Amen.
Because you are good all the time.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Time to break. Rush for the drinks, rush for the water, rush for the tea, rush for the coffee.